It feel right, don't it? I only ever get it if I want it. Hey yo, welcome back to the Freddy Show. This is episode 44.
Episode 444.
What's up, Nick?
Deer Park, sponsor me.
What? Hey, you got a new track out, bro.
The water tastes like plastic. I think it's the container.
You got a new song out.
Yeah, Icy Pop.
When this is out, the video will be out too. It's called Icy Pop. What is that? What's that song about, dude?
Icy Pops.
And that's it. That's the full Nick D interview.
If you, I like my. What? How's it go? What's your favorite flavor of an icy pop?
Icy pop.
I forgot. I'm steady chunking, la-di-da.
Hey, so
girl,
that's
you got
out.
Me working around the clock. Can't be stopped. All your friends are on the chopping. All right, we can go. We move on. It's out.
Yeah, go
I
check
hope
it
you
out.
Enjoy it.
Hey, go Cake check it out. If you haven't video. Seen it, if you've seen it, then go check it out. Hey, Nick, I got some questions written down. Got some questions I need to ask you. And we're just gonna get into it, okay?
Okay.
Are mermaids real?
I think we've talked about it. And yeah, they're absolutely real.
Like, you've seen one.
I've seen Aquaman.
Aquaman. I don't think Aquaman constitutes as a mermaid, dude.
Nah, not him himself.
No, I'm pretty sure you got to be part fish to be able to be a mermaid.
Not him himself.
Excuse me?
He got siblings and stuff. You ain't seen it?
He ain't got no siblings, Nick.
He got siblings, dog. You seen Ariel?
No, he got bit by a fish and turned into Aquaman.
You seen Ariel?
Yeah, the Little Mermaid. That's a different movie, Nick. That's a Disney movie, dog.
It's the sequel. They're related. How they not related,
bro?
How you speak underwater and you not related? Think about it.
I'm thinking about it, bro. No, Aquaman, he can speak to fish. Just because you can speak to fish doesn't make you a mermaid, bro.
I didn't say Aquaman was a mermaid. I said he's
you
been
said
in touch with him.
Related to mermaid.
He's been in touch
just,
with
okay.
him.
Okay. All right. Bro, just because I'm human doesn't mean I know Superman, dog.
No, he's superhuman.
Okay, he's super fish. Dude.
If
super,
you was if
fish.
You was superhuman, you would know Superman.
So you're saying if I had a superpower,
yeah.
but it wasn't flight, but I could like
huh?
blink really fast,
mm-hmm. you'd know.
I would know Superman.
Yeah, on a first name basis, like Drake, no G4 pilots.
How close is this to a superpower?
It's not one.
It's not one. You're right.
Look like you got a headache and the light's bothering you.
I don't know Superman.
I know you don't know Superman. I turned the fan off and now somebody's vacuuming downstairs.
But bro, I think at one point they existed. I just don't feel like they exist anymore. I feel like they kind of fell off with the dinosaurs. What?
The ocean is vastly underexplored.
Yeah,
bro.
That doesn't
a,
mean there's mermaids, bro.
Bro,
that's like saying we haven't traveled space, so there's aliens.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, but like, look, listen.
It's mermaids, bro. I seen them.
We've searched the ocean at least like down 50 feet, bro. So you're saying that mermaids live like a mile under the water? What's the point?
At least
part human, that means you know they got thumbs.
You seen Luca?
No.
Another case in point.
Alright, bro. I'm moving on.
No,
I'm moving on.
You know what you should do? You should run with Ariel.
Run with Ariel?
Like on the misheard you train.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see if we can do a good one.
Okay.
Bro, you seen Ariel?
Which direction was it pointing?
What did you say? Which direction was what pointing?
I was going arrow.
Arrow? I thought you were going to go with a plane.
Okay. I wasn't ready for that. Why would you assume that? That's like, okay. Okay.
It's the same word. What do you mean, why would I assume?
Start over, dude.
Yo, you seeing Ariel? Ask me if mermaids are real.
Hey, Nick, are mermaids real?
Of course they're real. You seen Ariel?
Like the airplane?
Airplane?
Like in the sky?
Airplane in the sky. So, okay, say airplane again. You don't need to. Like a Boeing 747?
How many arrows he got?
Some other green Marvel guy?
The Hulk?
Hulk.
Like the predator bird?
That's a good one. Like the predator bird?
I never saw that movie.
The one with
like the alien movie?
The one with Dwayne The Rock Johnson? I said him last time, didn't I? Yeah. Like the Predator movie?
No, we did Chris Rock last time.
We did Chris Rock?
No, you did either.
And then we did Dwayne? Okay.
Yeah.
No, I ain't seen that movie. That's what you said. No, I ain't seen that movie. Which one?
What you mean?
What I'm asking you.
What was the question?
We can't end it that early. Like the Predator bird. You said, no, I ain't seen that movie.
Like the Predator bird. No, I ain't seen that movie.
What movie?
You could do something with moving.
Say any movie.
Any movie.
Theater been closed?
It's that close? I know.
My door's always open.
My door's always open. My door's always open.
You think mermaids are real? That's what we got to end on. I'll be like, seen the movie, Ariel? My door's always open. My door's always open. You ain't got no bugs coming in?
The one that hunts Elmer Fudd?
You talking about the turtle won the race? Elmer Fudd? I'm more of a milk chocolate.
the audio version's gotta be loving this right now.
We'll cut it for him.
No, we're not. No, we won't.
We'll cut it for him.
What are we on? Nah, like milk chocolate.
Nah,
I don't know how to circle this back to mermaids.
I like milk chocolate, and then you like. Oat milk, almond milk.
2% or whole wheat?
No, that's fine.
2% or whole?
Whole in one. No, you say that. Say 2% or whole. Why does a golfer wear two pair of pants?
Wait, what? Is that what you're saying? I gotta go off that.
Yeah, just be like,
why does a golfer wear two pair of pants?
Why does a golfer wear two pair of pants? And then you say,
what? Like,
you trying to breathe underwater? You think mermaids are real?
Like mermaids?
You seen the movie Ariel? That should be fine.
All right, cool. All right. Thanks for sticking around for that, guys. That was probably brutal. Hey,
what?
And that reminds me about shaving your balls.
Oh.
Hey, guys. Autumn is in the air. The pumpkins are in the patch. Our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure you don't carve your pants pumpkins when you're grooming. If you know what I'm saying. Make sure you're keeping things fresh this fall with the leaders in male grooming and their brand new fourth generation performance package.
Did you say what about pumpkins?
Get ready for coughing season like no other. Ready to take the leap into fall with Manscaped? Join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Freddy. That's F-R-D-I, Freddy. Hey, man, because we have our Manscaped stuff that came in. And I'm going to say, I buzz up. I trim my body. I trim my balls. I do everything. And I do it all in the shower. It is perfect.
You do it in the shower?
Yes.
Have you done your face with it?
Yes.
I guess if you do it in the shower, that's cool.
I don't do my face in the shower.
No, that's not what I was asking. No, but it's great. That LED light is everything. You can really see.
Yeah, but for real. We only pick sponsors that we believe in their products, and yeah, Manscaped is definitely one that
that's
we both
a huge
actually
fact.
Use. So, again, if you guys want it, 20% off, free shipping, FRDI Freddy at checkout.
Yeah, and thank them for supporting the channel, the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, Nick, real important question for you, my guy. This is going to separate. We're going to have a war. There's going to be people on one side and people on the other. And you got to tell me what you are, because I actually don't know the answer to this.
Okay.
And it's really going to test our friendship.
Okay.
Are you a nacho or Cool Ranch Dorito type of guy?
This is the simplest answer. What do you mean? This is the simplest answer of all time.
Okay.
You're not actually contemplating, like, you should know.
I'm just really hoping that your answer is the correct answer. Because if your answer is not the right answer, Nick, I really don't know how I'm going to be able to see you in person ever again. The first show might have to strictly be via FaceTime, because I don't think I could ever be in person with you if you get the wrong answer. No!
It's the only answer.
What do you mean?
It's the only answer.
No! No! No!
Have you lost your ever-loving mind?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I know you're not no nacho cheese. That's probably why you smell like that.
Hold on.
Well, you broke something? What are you doing? What are you Googling? You Googling it?
No, bro. Listen. Nacho is like, it's the OG. It's the original. No. It is the one, the only... Like, that's the standard in Dorito.
Yeah, and then they upgraded.
It's the standard. They didn't upgrade nothing,
They
dog.
Upgraded.
No, bro.
They haven't changed nothing since.
What part of Cool Ranch is better than nacho, bro?
You sorry, what
you
saying?
Say, if you say, I want tacos,
it's a cleaner experience in your mouth. And you're dancing on your taste buds. It feels like spring. It feels not just spring. It feels like spring has sprung.
Listen to me. Real
on your
close.
Tongue.
I'm gonna tell you why you're wrong.
You eat nacho.
Listen.
No.
Okay. Okay.
No, I am not finished. You listen to me. You eat nacho. You eat a handful of them. Yeah, I feel like I need to take a shower.
Bro, listen to me. By itself, if we're going by itself, Cool Ranch may have the edge.
Well, what do you mean by itself? It's a bag of chips. How you eating yours?
You gotta dip the Doritos into salsa or
what?
Queso.
What? Who on earth? What are you even talking about?
Okay. What kind of chip do you use to dip into queso or salsa? What kind of chip?
What do you mean, what kind of chip?
What kind of chip?
A Tostitos.
Yeah, what kind of chip is that? A tortilla chip. What are Doritos? Tortilla-flavored chips. It's just adding to the experience of the overall enjoyment of your snacking delight.
What is going on with you?
Bro, I swear to you, if you take nacho Doritos and dip it in salsa, your whole life will be turned upside down to the point that you will come to me, you will take my shoes off, wash my feet and kiss them, bro. Because your whole life is about to be changed, dog.
No, no. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Mostly because I don't like you. Mostly.
Touché.
Most
touche.
I'm just not happy about that conversation.
Hey, ready? Rock, paper, scissors. 3, 2, 1. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Did I beat you?
I had scissors. What do you mean did you beat me?
Yeah, so I beat you. Ready? Go again. Rock, paper, scissors. Get out of here. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right. No, bro. All right, one for one, dog. All right, bro. I'm taking my shoes off for this.
Take your shoes off. What are you going to do without no shoes?
You ain't ready for this, dog.
What do you mean? Of course I'm ready.
You ain't ready for this, dog. What am I bringing? Am I bringing paper, dog? Am I bringing rock? Am I bringing scissors? Am I bringing all three? Probably not, because you can't do that. Okay, you ready?
Are we going? What are you doing?
Ready?
I know your strategy.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Yeah! You dummy! You big dumb idiot! Yeah, you thought I was gonna rock. You try to get in my head, bro. You try to get in my head. He was like, I think I can outsmart Kinks, but I'm so dumb.
I think
there's nothing going
hold
on.
For the audio, we need to say what we do next time. All right, one no best 2 out of 3 rock paper scissors game every episode from here on henceforth.
All right, right now,
what?
I'm 1-0, dude.
I understand. I never really been good at things that involve no skill.
What do you mean? You're the king at good at things that are stupid. Cornhole.
You hear what I said?
Dumb.
That involve
juggling.
That involve no skill is what I said.
What do you mean, bro? Rock, paper, scissors is the ultimate skill game of all time. It's literally the entire thing is a mental game.
A what?
It's a mental game.
Did you say
dog.
It's luck?
No, it's not luck.
Did you say it's just chance?
I'm gonna give people.
Did you say it's up to chance?
It's not up to chance. It's a mental game, dog. I'm gonna give everyone that's listening and watching. A tip to
matter of fact, right now, everyone in their car, everyone that's watching on YouTube, right now, yeah. 1v1 versus me. And we're going to see if it's a mental game. Watch this. Mental game. Mental game. Dwayne Johnson. Mental game. Mental game. Printer. 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 Mental game. Cut it out. Cut it out. It's a mental game. It is a mental game. Here we go. I'm in your head. I am in your head. Right now, I'm going to say it. Rock, paper, scissors. Start over. Here we go. I'm in your head. I'm in your head. Rock.
You're my head.
That's what I'm saying. It's a mental game. I guarantee no one will tie me. I'm going to win. Rock, paper, scissors. Scissors. You didn't think I'd do it. That was an experience for me.
You're supposed to say shoot, bro.
Shoot. Darn it. Do I have to go again?
Can I get...
No, I can't say shoot because I had to tell the audio what I was doing.
I get it. Okay. Bro, I'm going to say right now, here is the strategy to win...
Why are you gonna tell me the strat when we have one every episode coming up?
Because I've already told you my strat, and then it's a reverse psychology, and then it's a whole nother game for us now. But for like for standard people, if they're going against their friends of rock, paper, scissors, there's a strategy that works for me most of the time. Because when you say rock, paper, scissors, shoot, right? The last thing that people hear is scissors. So most people, the first time that they throw, most people throw scissors. So always throw rock first. And then the way, if you're doing best 2 out of 3, the best way to win is just the next time, just throw whatever they threw. So if you did rock, paper, scissors, shoot, they threw scissors, you start with rock. It happened, and then the second time you throw scissors, and they'll most likely throw paper. I figured it out, dude. All right, moving on, Nick. You're welcome for all of the rock, paper, scissors games that you will now win. Do you like your orange juice with or without pulp?
I like it with ice.
Excuse me?
Orange juice on ice, OJ on ice with a side of pretzels.
What?
If you ain't never had OJ with pretzels, you're missing out, my dog.
Bro, what kind of psychopath are you?
Orange juice with some pretzels. Don't
with
sleep.
Pulp or no?
Don't sleep.
What about, is like the salty sweet?
Must be, because...
That's
It's aggressively good. I could eat a whole pack of pretzel sticks.
You know something pretzel that I twists, did as a kid?
Pretzel sticks. Sourdough. What?
When I was a kid, I used to dip my broccoli in orange juice.
Are you talking to me about pretzels?
I don't do it anymore. I told my dad that it... I told my dad it tasted like grilled cheese. He's not gonna question.
Nah, he told.
I'm eating broccoli.
He told you it tastes like grilled cheese, and that's why you ate it.
Maybe. Well, bro, yeah. Do you do pulp? For real?
I don't really think I have a huge preference, but obviously no pulp goes down a little smoother. Down a little easier.
Ain't nobody likes pulp, bro.
I'm saying I don't really have preference. I just go and then pulp, and then I come out on the other side.
Excuse me. Would you want Hershey Kisses in your chocolate milk?
That's what I'm asking you.
No.
Yeah, bro. It's a little.
You don't want any solid.
It's a little surprise.
Liquid. I don't want no. I don't want no dang surprises when I'm drinking milk, dude.
Well, then what do you call cereal?
A food, bro.
Then you got cereal in your milk.
You don't eat orange juice, dog.
You got cereal in your milk. Cereal is the pulp of milk. Cereal is the pulp of milk.
Makes a lot of sense, actually. I'm not going to fight you on that.
Outside of that, sometimes I be doing pulp just because I think it's got some more vitamins in it. Get an extra vitamin C. Need a little boost.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
What sea creature would I be?
Sea creature. Like, are we talking extinct? Or are we talking mythical?
Anything. Anything you want. Just from the sea. Only requirement is it's from the sea.
Just gotta be from the sea. And you a pufferfish. You're a pufferfish.
For what, bro?
I just imagine like somebody walking up and being like, "Boop," and you're gonna be like, "Boop," and you're gonna. Well, I just see it. I don't know, especially with that shirt.
Do you want me teaching people how to drive boats?
That is not what I'm saying.
That's exactly what you just said.
Not all pufferfish be doing that. Just the one.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Pufferfish have a variety of jobs.
For you, dog.
You're gonna be a
you
seahorse.
You were easily. Nah, it's going. You're a walrus, dog.
What?
You are a walrus. Look at yourself. Find a mirror.
I'm looking at myself right now.
Yeah, just imagine you, and then walrus, dog. If you had buck teeth, or you had teeth coming out, bro, I wouldn't be able to tell the dang difference between you and a walrus. I could barely tell the difference right now.
That's why you look. That's why you look smack like a grouper.
Oh, don't. Okay, that's why you look smack like a seahorse, dog.
That's why you look smack like a. I look like a cobia.
Nah, bro, I look like a great white dog. I'm a great white dog.
You're not a great white. You're not a great white. Great white.
Yeah.
You the little fish that swims next to the sharks.
You the fish
for company.
You the fish that nobody wants to hang out with.
Don't say that. Don't say that. That's why you Dory and I'm Nemo.
Go out, cause you got a bad left.
No, cause you have a bad memory.
Yeah, well, at least I don't get caught.
42 way, Wallaby way, Sydney.
Why do you know that?
42 Wallaby way, Sydney. That's why,
bro.
That's why I don't like it when you upset me.
What? What does that mean?
That's what I'm asking. What's next?
Hey.
Got time for one more. What's up?
All right. This is going to be a good one. I'll save that one for later. That's it. You got to be in person for that one.
Okay.
Hey.
What?
If you look down at your feet, right?
You may stand
if
up.
If you're putting your socks on, how do you know which one's the left sock and which one's the right sock?
It's a game of feeling.
Uh-huh.
It's a game of feel.
What do you mean?
I know you make a mental decision to do it based off of how it feels. If it feel right, yeah, do it.
I feel like if you look down, like when you're staring at your sock and you have it in your hand and you're about to put it on.
They got a little twist to it?
You see the curve.
They got a curvature?
It's a slight curve. You're like, oh, that's a left foot. And you pull it up, dude.
You ever put one on backwards, take it off, and put it on?
Oh, all the time.
Put it on the other foot? Didn't feel right.
If you put it on the wrong foot, you'll know it. It's like putting on shoes wrong.
Yeah.
You'd be tripping over yourself all day if you put the wrong sock on the wrong foot.
You know how you'd be walking in circles.
You'd be like, hey. What the heck?
You'd be like, what's going on, dude?
What is going on?
Socks must be on the opposite feet. Socks are on backwards again.
Do you think they manufacture them differently, though, for real?
No.
False, dude.
I feel like that's
There's
a
no
question.
Way, dude.
I feel like that's a question for
a sock manufacturer.
Yeah, sock manufacturer. Like Spalding or something.
What's the comfiest sock you've ever put on your foot?
Gold Bond.
What is that?
Goldman
and
Sachs.
Tennis company?
Oh, it starts with a G. I don't remember the name of it.
How am I supposed to find it? Goldberg?
Kirkland does pretty good sometimes.
Like Whoopi?
Goldberg.
Like Whoopi?
Somebody sit on it and make somebody fart? Like a fake fart? You call like a fake fart and like a fart still? You know? Because you know how like you can combine words like a...
Fake fart.
Like because you do a shart, but what about like a fake fart? Is it just fart? Or is it a fart?
No, it's a fart.
It's a fart.
So we got time for today.
All right, thanks for joining us.
Hey, if you made it this far, you probably rock with us a little bit. Hey, you can get merch, Freddie merch, all in the shop, dude.
Yeah. Feels right.
Dot shop.
Right, to say it in
we
unison.
Also have,
let's say it in unison.
We could get it on our website.
Intuitively. Intuitively.
Okay.
Wait. Close your eyes. And I'm going to mute you. Okay.
Feels right dot shop. That's pretty close. We did it pretty close. There's a little delay, so I don't know. We might have got it.
You heard me.
Yeah, I heard you. Oh, should I mute you too?
Well, I muted you. Well, it doesn't matter. I muted you, so you then doesn't matter. We didn't both have to be muted.
Or you can go on Patreon, and we have different tiers that you can. Do us there. Hey, let's do this. This Patreon question real quick from Alicia. If you had to give up one of the five senses for the rest, if you had to give up one of your five senses for the rest of your life, which one would you give up?
Probably. Hi, how are you?
Probably sight, so I don't have to see you again.
We think we're having two different conversations. If I had to give up one of my top five sentences, I would give up. I would give up.
No, bro, someone asked it all. If you have to give up.
I would give up. Hi, how are you?
Nick, what? If you had to give up one of your five senses for the rest of your life, what are you giving up?
Maybe like.
See you later, I guess.
No, like vanilla or cherry blossom. Almond or.
Not sense, Nick. Senses. Not sentences, Nick. Senses. One of your five senses.
Oh.
You only got a nickel?
I'm giving up. Okay, I'll do that. I guess probably a. Like a dime. You don't really.
What?
You're like, you don't. I've never, like. They're so small and they're hard to keep track of.
No, Nick,
and I feel like
senses,
nickels
bro.
Are like. They're like next in size, next to a quarter. Like, I'd rather pay with two nickels than try to figure like a dime, you know?
I'm giving up my eyesight, so I never. Wait. I'm giving up my ears, so I never gotta.
I'm gonna do one more. Do one more.
No, Nick. Senses, bro. Sense. One of your five senses. You got sight, hearing, talking. Is that
I guess probably like. I'm definitely keeping Mr. Miyagi.
Not senseis, Nick. Senses, bro. Senses, dog.
Probably, what?
Senses, bro.
What do we got? We got smell, taste, touch, eyesight.
Feeling.
There
you go. Good job.
Well, I can't take away feeling because, you know.
What?
It's my anniversary today. got what else we got? Smelling, seeing. I'm keeping seeing for sure. Keeping hearing, tasting. I guess smell. But then they'll be like, "Oh, if you can't smell, you can't taste. They're intercombined." And I'll be like, "Well, that wasn't in the fine print." So.
All right. See you guys later.
Thanks for everyone. Bye.